Hey there, on this week's episode, we'll be sharing an incredible conversation that we had with Nomza Mombatha at the Unlimited Fest 2023. Enjoy.
What does unlimited mean to you?
What does unlimited mean to me? Unlimited probably means to push beyond self.
To push beyond self?
Yes. Yes. What because sometimes it's not other people.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not the system.
Yeah.
Most times it's self.
Yeah. So it is. Okay, now what does pushing beyond self look like on a daily basis for you? Because one thing I understand, and I've taken time to study, I've taken all my favorite successful people, and
am I one of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Girl,
please.
Vision board even. I've put them there, and there's things in common with everybody. Right? Mm. So I know that there's patterns. So now I want to get into your world. What does pushing beyond self look like for Nomza?
You said every day.
Every day? Yeah. Because you read Atomic Habits. You spoke about it. Is that not what it speaks about, though? Those little moments, those little everyday things of what makes you who you are?
Honestly, I always say, it's to have the courage. It's to have the chutzpah.
The chutzpah. Okay.
Yes. The chutzpah. To a lawyer, yeah. I need hot fashion. You know, she's just courageous.
Yeah,
she's just courageous. And you know, somebody just says she goes for it. Sometimes I don't go for it. Sometimes I'm too afraid. Sometimes I'm like, but guess what we do? We jump. I remember I always tell the story. First year of doing Ismaya.
Yeah.
I did it for the entire year, and boom, suddenly I'm on TV, all these things are happening, oh my gosh, the new It Girl, you know, because things were said, there used to be an It Girl back then, I don't know if it's still around, you know, but it was a thing, you know, and it was like, she's the new, I'm getting invited to all these things, and I was like, okay, sharp, but I'm still wanting to be a better actress, I'm still wanting to hone my craft, I'm still trying to find my feet, you know what I mean, and to find my voice, and it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do?
Yeah.
And part of that was me, who's so not afraid to leave the Titanic when the music is still going.
Hey.
I don't leave the Titanic when it's sinking.
Say some Nandi.
Life party. No. When the I'm like, yes, this is the chance to leap into the next.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was saying goodbye to Ismaya after 12 months on it, I had no promise of anything. I didn't have no movie. There was no Tommy Sweet something. There was no Umlilo on ETV. There was nothing. But I told myself, Fukuchi, you know what? Whether we crash or we soar, I'm going to take this leap of faith. They couldn't understand it. They could not understand it. It's like, no, I've been making a big mistake. And I was like, I get it. You don't understand because you're not living inside of this vessel.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on in here. Yeah.
You're not occupying this vessel.
Yeah.
And what's occupying this vessel is something that is encouraged by a higher intelligence.
Yeah.
That walks with it.
Yeah.
That tells it. Siyahamba manje.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I understand. Sometimes you've got to be able to tell people, I get it. Because you get to experience the physical without understanding what's here, what's around.
Yeah.
Because I do believe there are special beings that root for us that we do not see.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah?
I believe that.
They encourage us.
Yeah.
They're persistent.
Yeah.
Some people call it the small voice.
Yeah.
The inner knowing.
Yeah.
The aha.
Yeah.
You know? But I just believe all of those things, they are just special beings who just encourage. And you have to trust it. If you don't trust it with even the kind of shoe you're going to wear that day,
man.
You cannot be able to hear the voice when it speaks of a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Because people always ask me, how do you know? I mean, there's the inner voice, how do you hear it? I'm like, I listen to it. You have to master the small to be able to master the big.
Well, you just answered my question then.
Sorry,
about the everyday.
Oh, that's the everyday.
That's the everyday.
Hello.
The everyday. The every day is listening to that inner voice.
That's it.
Like you said about the shoe, and I 100% believe in it. If that inner voice is not the shoe, this shoe. But you, over time, you either learn to listen to it, and then you get better at listening to it, or you learn to ignore it, and then you just don't hear it anymore.
Yes.
And then you're just going with the flow.
Just blowing where the wind goes.
Just going where the wind goes. What's the last, what's the hardest thing you've had to do recently?
Jeez, you should have sent me these. What is the hardest thing? What's your hardest thing that you've had to do recently?
This!
We can do hard things, Glennon Doyle.
No, my hardest thing is, it's that inner voice and trusting it, even when you spoke about the physical, when everything physical says you're making a mistake. When everything physical says, no, I actually realized last year around this time, I let go of a business. It was the same time. And a business that was so close to my heart. And I didn't know. It's like when you were leaving Ispa, e-wisdom and wellness was not earned. It was a hobby. It was a hashtag. But I had to let go of something.
Sure.
And so being here now, it's taken a lot of listening and going against what the physical says. And just waking up every day and literally just trusting that something's going to happen.
And it is happening.
And it's happening. Yeah. As it should.
As it should.
Yeah.
It was always going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to think about it.
Why?
I don't have it right now. I don't want to lie. I'm not here to lie.
Okay.
I'm here to tell the truth.
Tell us the truth.
Yeah.
How do you define purpose?
Defining purpose for me is probably not being swayed by anything else.
Okay.
That everybody thinks you should do.
Yeah.
Because everybody has their own vision board for you.
Why
isn't she doing it? You know, why is it not?
Yeah.
Don't you want to? Yeah. And it's like, I get it. But my purpose is different from the vision board that you have for my life. Mm-hmm. I have my own. Mm-hmm. And that's how I define purpose.
Yeah.
Just walking in my own path that was already laid out. The minute that I want to try something that I know inherently is not who I am, not what I should do, I always mess up. And I'm glad I do, because then I get to do better.
Yeah.
Can you see?
You learn. Yeah.
Positivity.
Yeah. You learn. Mm-hmm. Now, so I've always been like very inspired by you, right?
Greatly inspired. Said that to
me. Don't lie. I told you this 3 weeks ago.
You didn't say this in Cape Town.
We had a 4 hour. Was it 4 hours, 6 hours?
It was six.
A 6 hour dinner. And I told her all the tea. So I don't understand. I even told you that the first time I met you, and I need to tell the story, the first time I met Nomzamo, I think I was about 17 or 18 years old, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you were That's when you were it girl, right? And my dad used to host events in Middleburg. My dad hosts events in Middleburg, and you were coming, and I was so excited that this lady that I look up to is coming, right? But you know, you don't always get the best experience, and understandably so, because people are human and you don't know what's going on. And I met you backstage, and I came and I said hi. And you looked at me like I was the superstar of the day.
Aww.
Yeah. So from then, I've always been greatly inspired by you. But there's a pivotal moment when, and we share, we sort of share it. You dropped out of school. I dropped out of school. You dropped out of accounting. I dropped out of accounting. But then you went back. And then I was like, the pressure is getting worse. Yeah, it's the dropout gang. And you went back to school.
I did.
And you went back to school succeeding in what you're doing, right? That decision, how did you come to that decision, and how did that journey look? Because I know, because I think about it all the time. I think about going back to school because I'm inspired by you.
Awesome.
To finish, not so much about the degree. 100%. It's about finishing, right?
Yes.
But my time, my calendar is not calendaring.
It's so doable.
Yeah, calendar is not calendaring.
I was watching this podcast on the flight here.
Okay.
And it's called Diary of a CEO. And one of the episodes that I got to watch, he says, somebody said, there's two things. I can't or I won't.
Yeah.
Apparently 99% of the time when we say we can't, it's because we won't.
Can we go home? Yeah.
And apparently we say we can't because it's a euphemism for not saying what we truly want to say,
which is
that I just don't want to do that.
Or I'm scared?
I will not, but it's an I can't or an I won't. There's no gray area in it.
Okay. Yeah.
We can't baby each other into this thing. So we gotta decide.
Are you side-eyeing me?
No! No, I'm not! Can I tell you, I didn't do it because somebody was pressurizing me.
Yeah.
I didn't do it because somebody, whatever. I did it because Drake, with all his millions of dollars, and being Drake, fine ass, right? Had no high school diploma. But
okay.
He went back and he got it.
Okay.
And he spoke about why he did it. He was just like, it's just the art of completion.
Ooh.
I said, bingo.
Drag us, ma'am. I said, bingo.
And what about it? What about the art of completion?
Yeah.
Habits have a very ugly and nasty way of trickling into a lot of the things
in everything.
You do.
Yeah.
And I know that I want to start a lot of things in my life.
Yeah.
And I want to finish them.
Yeah.
And make sure they are excellent.
Yeah.
Therefore, I had to break a cycle. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. I just want to fall apart.
Sorry.
Because.
But that's me. That can't. No, no, no. It doesn't have to be your journey. But that was just mine.
Well, I'm touched because I know it's true.
Conviction is
Yeah, conviction. You can only be affected if you know it's true.
Ooh-wee. Hey. And everybody always asks me, how did you do it? How did you do it?
Just did
you
it.
Just make the time.
Just did it.
We make the time for the things that we want to do.
Yeah.
Girl Power. Excitement is building as we gear up for our annual Unlimited Fest. If you missed out last year, don't make the same mistake again. So join us for two unforgettable days packed with inspiring speakers, incredible musicians, DJs, food, and a time and a half. This year is all about healing. Secure your spot now at www.unlimitedfest.co.za. Don't miss the experience of a lifetime. Unlimited Fest, where we heal, celebrate, and grow. See you there.